Live Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go!
Friday, the 24th of September, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Auxin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, that's a really good question. I just kind of showed up. Got my playlist in front of me, just going to pull some things out, see what happens. It's Vancouver's go-to guide for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. How you doing? It's autumn. We are in the first week of fall of 2021. Sun's still shining. There's some blue sky out there. We're on campus today, and I guess it's club day or club week or something like that, because the place is crawling. The crawling, I tell you, with all kinds of students in masks and members of different clubs and organizations and you know, we are broadcasting to them all, but I think they have other music playing, so I don't think they can actually hear me right now. That's fine. You know, you want to be part of a radio station that doesn't actually broadcast, but that's fine. Don't mind me. I'm a little out of sorts. I'm having a little crisis of intention, I guess you might call it. I've been doing this show for 7 years now, and that's the longest I have been involved in any kind of broadcast entity at all in my entire life. Even though I've been doing this my whole life, it's always been in 1 or 2 year spurts, never any sustained kind of thing. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe, you know, I've had enough. I mean, you know, we all have these moments, right? And, you know, I'm sitting around home going, well, we originally set this out to be kind of like a local arts kind of show. You know, we've got lots of, between my spouse and myself, we have lots of friends in the theater community. We know lots of musicians. We know lots of filmmakers, writers, all kinds of people like that. So here's an opportunity to bring them into the station, get them to talk about their work, promote their material and that kind of thing. And it went really well for a while, for 5 years at least. And then COVID hit, and it shut everything down, and it kind of reset priorities. We weren't having live entertainment, live theater, live music, anything like that. Films were still being made, but in kind of, you know, this kind of strange quarantine environment. And radio, well, I was doing it from home. We were all doing it from home. We didn't even have the radio station open for a year. So here I am in my spare bedroom, trying to line up interviews using Zoom and phone and other stuff like that. And it's time consuming. And at the same time, I actually, my business, my actual day job was really doing well. And it was taking up a lot of my time too. So I've been torn, like, you know, where do I put the priorities? I love broadcasting. I love radio. I love sitting here and talking to you and presenting the kind of music and the kind of entertainment that I enjoy and hope I can, you know, sharing it with you. But, you know, I'm getting on in years quite frankly, I'm not even sure if what I'm doing is having any effect or if it's, you know, actually reaching anybody, if it's appreciated. And that's not why I'm doing it, really. I mean, if I was doing it for that, I would have quit long ago. I do it because I enjoy it. I do it because I like the sound of my own voice. I like sitting here and talking to myself and hoping that you're enjoying it as well. But after a while, you know, you kind of just, I guess what I'm saying is I'm just feeling a little burnt out. So this is going to be the last live show for a while, probably for the next month. So throughout the month of October, I'm going to take a bit of a break. I'm going to still produce material, but it's not going to be time sensitive. I think I'm just going to have like one or two shows that will kind of rotate so that we'll still have a presence there, but it'll be a little less work for me and I can get a chance to kind of just, you know, take a moment, reflect on what's really important to me and what I can do that best serves you, the audience. Because that's really the important part, you know. If I just wanted to sit and talk to myself, I have a microphone in my spare room. I could just sit and do that. But to actually be able to broadcast it's a privilege, really. It's a privilege to be here, and I don't want to squander that privilege. I want to do something that is worthy of your attention and your loyalty. So this is going to be the last live show for about a month, I hope. Maybe longer, and we'll see how I feel. But today we're just going to play some great local music. And hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Shut up, girl. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives. News, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Individuals who experienced sexual misconduct as a member of the Canadian Armed Forces or as an employee of the Department of National Defence and/or staff of the non-public funds Canadian Forces may qualify for financial compensation and participate in a restorative engagement program. Claims for financial compensation and the restorative engagement program must be filed by November 24, 2021. File a claim. Participate in restorative engagement. Be heard. File a claim at caf-dndsexualmisconductclassaction.ca.
TOOCR.
TR.
101.9.
FM broadcasting
live from Vancouver,
Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
You've been told, but I can't stop looking inside.
something simple and complicated.
never saw you again. No, I never saw you again.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be opened for artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Emerald Pig Theatrical Society in Maple Ridge is producing A Night of the Macabre in the Red Light. This is adapted from an original script by Maurice Lavelle of the Grand Guignol Theatre. Is that how you say that? It's too many letters. It's gory. Anyway, it's happening in October at the Maple Ridge Museum. This performance is part of three vignettes, which will be staged at different locations within the Maple Ridge Museum. The vignettes will be performed outdoors but undercover. They're currently looking for one male actor between 25 and 50. Send your headshot and resume to Simon Challenger, and Simon's email is schallenger, S-C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E-R, at shaw.ca. North Van Community Players at Henry Hall are holding their auditions this weekend for Farce of Nature. It's directed by friend of the show, Mandana Namazi. The production's happening in February. This is a Southern Fried farce set in Mayhew, Arkansas. The farce is sure to be a much-needed fun return to the theater for cast, crew, and audience alike. A great ensemble play where characters hide, lie, disguise themselves, cross-dress, and slam doors, chasing after one each other while trying to evade the critters and the hungry varmints. Actors should be comfortable with physical comedy and varying degrees of intimacy. They're holding auditions this weekend by appointment only, so make sure you contact North Van Community Players to get yourself in on that. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops now accepting submissions for their spring production of The Wizard of Oz. That's going to be happening in Kamloops in April. The auditions are going to be by self-tape and then followed by an in-person audition once they've seen your tape. They will contact those selected. The submission deadline for self-tapes is Thursday, September 30th. So you just have a week left to get that all together. Make sure that you put Wizard of Oz auditions on the subject line, include your photo and resume as a PDF, and mention the role you would like to audition for. If you want to get more information, including character breakdowns, but it's the Wizard of Oz. Come on. It's the Wizard of Oz. Anyway, WCTLive.ca, and look for the audition tag under the Contact Us tab. Naked Stage Readers Society in Newton is doing The Fighting Days by Wendy Lill. This is set in Winnipeg in the beginning of the 20th century. The play focuses on the life and work of Frances Marion Bainan, a Manitoba journalist and political activist who was involved in the Canadian Votes for Women movement. The auditions are happening October 2nd at the Newton Cultural Center. The play itself will be running in November in Newton, and also Theater in the Country in Langley. If you want to find out more, who was that? Oh, they're ready to install the latest Windows updates. Oh, that's exciting. I wish there was someone here who could do that for me. Anyway, back to the radio show. It's Naked Stage in Newton. They are a reader's theater, which means that actors present a play seated on stools with their scripts. No blocking, no sets. Just, you know, wear black, look at your scripts, do some actoring. It does require actors who can pull the audience into the experience with their voice. So contact Kelly Thompson, the producer, to set up an audition. And her email is kellyinva, which is kellyinva@gmail.com. Young People's Opera Society is still accepting video submissions for their upcoming 21-22 season. They're going to be doing a couple of big productions at Christmas and in June, and then some vignettes and other virtual performances throughout the season. They've got openings in the youth group, the professional mentors category, adult leads, children's chorus. They especially want basses, tenors, and altos, and they want kids out there too. So to find out more, go to yposbc.org and send in your tape by the 5th of October. We've also got Youth Theatre Productions doing Complicit, a compelling story of how a young Indigenous girl befriends an unsuspecting prairie boy and together explore how and why their paths are crossing, even if it's only for 48 hours. This untold tale of identity and hope only skims the surface surrounding the hidden and complicit residential school era, circa 1960. The production is happening in the spring of next year, basically March 1st to April 14th. At various venues, including the Jericho Arts Center and schools in the Vancouver area. The auditions are at the Kitsilano Community Center, August 7th and 8th. These will be in-person auditions, and they do welcome beginners. So if you have no stage experience, they'd love to have you on. They would like you to submit by October the 6th, and they're looking for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... characters of various ages and genders, and also 4 movement artists of any age, male or female, to depict the spiritual entity. It's youth theater. It's their website is youththeatersociety.com, and that's youththeatresociety.com. And the Flowers Artist Collective is doing Flowers of the Rarest. It's directed by Gerard Plunkett, a prominent local actor who's doing some great directing work as well. It's going to be presented at the Van City Culture Lab, that's at the Culch, in January. It's set in Ireland during the closing days of the Civil War in 1923, and it looks at the lives of the women imprisoned in the laundry as the Civil War rages around them. They are casting 6 female roles from ages from 16 to 80 and 1 male character between 25 and 30. You must be comfortable with an Irish accent. Equity and non-equity submissions are welcome. They also welcome applicants of every identity, encourage artists from Indigenous, Inuit, Métis, Black, people of color, deaf, disabled, and, here it comes, 2 SLGBTQ+. Participants. Submission deadline is October 17th. I don't mock that, by the way. I'm not doing this to make fun of the LGBTQ+ identity. It's just, it seems like there's an extra letter added every time. So, you know, just having some fun with it. Anyway, if you're interested, email, picture, and resume stating role preference to MCON Productions, that's MCONPRODUCTIONS @gmail.com. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have an audition notice that you would like read on the air, you can email it to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Actually, she's on Monday now.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents Radio Show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Darkness, bright child of the flame. May you be the spinner and the story teller and the tale. May divine inspiration never fail.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending lunch hour with us. Music today was by Elvis Nelson, Lee Caracas, The New Black, Born on a Wednesday, The Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio, Frazee Ford, Madeline Reed, and Mike Richter. Our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire. Check out a createastir.ca and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And you can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Well, Audrey has moved, but you can hear Too Dreamy on Mondays But stick around because Bepi Crespin is still here at 2 o'clock. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Well, as I said at the top of the show, I'm going to take a little break for a month or so. I'm going to do some prepackaged shows just to keep this space alive while I kind of re-examine my future. See what Dave Radio is going to be like as we end into 2022. But in the meantime and in between time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, you know I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.